option for people who depend on the EpiPen when their allergies turn dangerous.
People who have allergies to things like insect bites, nuts, or other foods often depend on pen-like injectors to stop life-threatening reactions. EpiPen, which dominates the market, has been in short supply because of production problems at drug maker Mylan and can cost more than $600 for a pair. Now German drug maker Sandoz says it will begin selling a slightly cheaper version here in the U.S. next year. A pair of injectors will cost $250. That's $50 less than Mylan's generic version. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
France is bracing for another weekend of anti-government protests. Both the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre Museum in Paris will be closed tomorrow. A high school teacher in the California city of Visalia is now in jail after forcing a student to sit in a chair while she cut his hair and screamed the Star Spangled Banner. A video taken by a student shows her chasing after other kids with scissors. Emily Rao, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, lower 30s. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and patchy freezing fog in the upper teens. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, some fog early, then gradually clearing skies in the lower 30s. For Saturday night, mostly clear, low of 16. As into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, highs around 36 degrees. Right now, it's 19.
Boss Motors in Marysville, proudly serving as your Ford dealer for 80 years. Built tough Ford trucks and cars with innovative design, technology, safety, and performance. Ford offers what customers want most, plus service after the sale. Pre-owned units available too. At Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The state of Kansas boosting its annual spending on foster care by $35 million under State Department for Families and Children grants that have been awarded to five contractors. DCF Secretary Gina Meyer-Hummel held a news conference yesterday to introduce the contractors and discuss how she believes the grants will improve services for abused and neglected children. The state expecting to spend $245 million on foster care during its next fiscal year. The University of Kansas planning to shed more than 150 positions in an effort to cut $20 million from the school's budget. Lawrence Journal World reports that the university will be eliminating about 55 faculty positions and 100 staff positions over the next two school years. And President Trump scheduled to speak shortly before noontime at the 2018 Project Safe Neighborhoods National Conference in Kansas City today. Mid-America Network News.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt, heavy hauls, and big lifts. Now you can take home our subcompact tractor with zero money down plus 1.99% financing for up to 84 months. Whether you are looking for something small for the garden or a large tractor for the farm, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons have the perfect fit. Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield or find us on the web at schmittinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
The Kansas Senate's top Democrat has named the former manager of a congressional campaign as his new chief of staff. Senate Minority Leader and Topeka Democrat Anthony Hensley announced yesterday that Kerry Gooch will serve as his top aide. Gooch replaces Will Lawrence, who became Governor-elect Laura Kelly's chief of staff. Gooch managed the campaign of Democrat Paul Davis in the 2nd Congressional District of Eastern Kansas. Davis narrowly lost the race. Two Kansas City men facing federal gun charges after firearms and police equipment were stolen from an unmarked police car. LaRonte Swinton and Carvon Brown, both age 19, are charged with illegal possession of stolen firearms. The Kansas City Star reports federal court documents show the two are suspects in several car break-ins and thefts around Kansas City and in Leavenworth and Wyandotte counties. Kansas News. On the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Everett.
Whether you ride the trails on an ATV or hug the corners on a motorcycle, You've found your passion, and we want to help you protect it. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we can help you navigate the terrain knowing that we have the coverage to help you protect your joyrides. Our ATV and motorcycle insurance is designed for your machine and your lifestyle, giving you the freedom to ride with less worry. Come see us for a quote at Blue Valley Insurance in Greenleaf, Lynn, Hanover, Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Authorities say a woman was hospitalized after a fire at the Scotts Bluff home where she lives with her husband. Fire trucks dispatched to the home about 2:15 Thursday morning after smoke detectors alerted the home's residents, who called 911. Scotts Bluff Fire Captain Justin Houston says the woman suffered smoke inhalation and may have suffered airway burns. He also said 26 cats died as a result of the fire. Two were saved. The residents' names have not been released. Police in Grand Island say a father has been arrested after his two toddlers were taken to a local hospital with injuries, including bruises, scratches, and bite marks. TV station KSNB reports the children, aged 2 and 3, were taken to the hospital Wednesday, and staff there called police when the boys said their father had hit them. The 22-year-old father arrested on suspicion of child abuse. Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Christmas celebrations continue this weekend with a hometown Christmas planned in Blue Rapids. The firemen will host pancake feed 7 to 11 a.m. Businesses will host open houses. A Christmas bazaar will be featured at the school gym from 8 to 4:30, and the library will have a Christmas basket sale. Tales and Trails, the Central Branch Railroad, will be presented from 1 to 3, with a soup supper at the Blue Rapids Community Center beginning at 4:30. The beard contest will be judged at 5, followed by the annual Lighted Horse Parade on the square in Blue Rapids beginning Saturday evening at 6. An Odell Community Christmas Saturday will include a soup and sandwich luncheon at 11, with piano students performing at noon, turkey and ham drawings at 1, and Santa arrives at 1:30 at the Odell Community Center Saturday. Landall Corporation will host 3 free Christmas movies Saturday at the Astro Theaters in Marysville. Ralph Breaks the Internet, The Shop Around the Corner, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation will show Saturday at 1 o'clock free at the Astro Theaters. Salem Lutheran Church Axtell will host the annual Christmas Cantata Sunday evening. An ecumenical service, Let the Whole World Sing, begins at 7:30. The public is encouraged to bring an offering of hats, socks, and mittens, or a cash donation to purchase those. Monday evening, December 10th, the Hanover community will host a community soup supper, 5 until 8 p.m. at the community building, with Santa arriving at 7:30. Christmas light displays will be featured throughout the community. On Monday evenings, December 10th and 17th, KNDY will air a rebroadcast of the Marshall County Community Choir Christmas Cantata, as well as the Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Ringers and the Quartet Borderline. The program will follow news and weather at 6 Monday evenings on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Maps for the 4th Annual Light Up Marysville Christmas Lighting Competition are available at local convenience stores, Marysville Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center, and Marysville Main Street. The public is encouraged to vote for People's Choice, the Clark Griswold Award, Reason for the Season, and Best Business, with ballots due back at the Marysville City Hall or Public Library. Nearly 60 locations are listed, with additional details online at visitmarysvilleks.org. A reminder, volunteer bell ringers are still needed for the annual Red Kettle campaign in Marysville. Two-hour shifts if a local Walmart store are open through Christmas. Individuals, groups, businesses, and organizations willing to donate time toward a worthy cause that benefits our community are encouraged to contact the Lincoln Center in Marysville at 629-8300.
We have slots available at Walmart. That's where we ring. The slots that are most needed are over the lunch hour, 11 to 1. And then in the evenings after work, 5 to 7 is a good time slot to fill, too. We take anyone of any age. We do school groups. We do individuals. We do old, young, partners. Anybody that wants to ring, we'll take you.
April Todd, the director of Pony Express Partnership for Children, is coordinating the local Salvation Army Kettle campaign and emphasized that a majority of the funds raised stay local.
83% of the money that we raise here in Marshall County actually stays here in Marshall County, and those funds are used for things like lodging, clothing, food, utility assistance, rental assistance, disaster relief, and then we use them for special projects like school supplies in the fall. This year we've provided supplies to 270 kids across Marshall County, so the funds actually do help families here in Marshall County.
April Todd reminds people how to volunteer.
If people want to volunteer, they need to either call Heath Todd or myself, 713-1740, or they can call 713-1615, or they may contact us on Facebook and get signed up. We have the bell schedule on our Facebook page, Pony Express Partnership for Children.
Winter homecoming will be celebrated Friday night at Marysville. King candidates are Gerardo Harana, Severiago, Jacob Backus, Ethan Crownover, and Levi Nortis. Queen candidates are Morgan Burnley, Allie Kapp, Shelby Downard, Isabel Rose, and Courtney Schmitz. Rosalie Timmy Lee, age 89 of Vermilion, passed away Wednesday. Service Saturday, 2 p.m., with visitation Saturday noon to 2 at the Vermilion Christian Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Timmy Lee. Fred W. Mann, age 89, of Waterville, passed away November 18th. A gathering of friends and family will be held next Saturday, December 8th. Friends are encouraged to stop by between 1 and 4. A celebration of life will begin at 2 at the Community Center in Waterville on Saturday, December the 8th. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Mann. Bradley J. Brad Worthington, age 60, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Memorial service is planned Monday, 10 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Brad Worthington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna casserole, a muffin, California blend, and a strawberry shortcake. On Monday's menu, ribs with kraut, mashed potato, wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, and apricots. KNDY News, time 7:17.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we are going to be seeing some quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of this Friday through the weekend, all the way into the early parts of next week, as we have a high pressure system that is all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. So again, looks like the good news is we're definitely going to see some nice sunny skies. Still going to be cool out there. It looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, we're going to see highs anywhere from the 20s and 30s. It looks like through the weekend and into the early parts of next week before we start seeing some warmer temperatures. So looking at the forecast for today, we'll have clearing skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, some freezing fog overnight in the upper teens. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, fog early, then gradually clearing skies again. We'll see temperatures in the lower 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of 16. As we're into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, high of 36. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, low of 16. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early December 45, the average low 25. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning 7:29. 20 degrees ahead of sunrise this morning with a light southeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 7th of December. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Titans race into the history books. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Derrick Henry racked up the accolades and ran all over the Jaguars defense, setting a franchise record with 238 rushing yards. He also scored four touchdowns, tying Earl Campbell and Lorenzo White for the most in franchise history. And a 99-yard breakaway tied Tony Dorsett for the longest run in NFL history.
Henry bounces it outside. 5, 10, 15, stiff arm, 20, 25, 30, 40, stiff arm, 50, 40, 30. He's on his feet, big chase, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Titans!
On WGFX, Titans win 30-9. Jazz big man Rudy Gobert was ejected 3 minutes into the first half for slapping a cup off the scorer's table after picking up his second foul, but Derek Favors had 24 points to lead Utah past Houston 118-91. Oklahoma's Kyler Murray was named the nation's top quarterback after winning the Davey O'Brien Award at the College Football Awards show on ESPN.
My mom, my dad, like I said, Coach Riley, my coaches, my teammates, wouldn't be standing up here if it wasn't for them, and I give all the thanks to them.
Murray was also awarded the Associated Press's Player of the Year. Purdue upsets number 23 Maryland after Carson Edwards hit a three late to put his team up for good, and Nogel Eastern sealed the 62-60 win with a block as time expired. There were no ejections despite things getting chippy between number 18 Iowa and rival school Iowa State. Tyler Cook went off for 26 points and 11 boards for the Hawkeyes.
Rebound caught by Cook, up no good. Oh, and the tip dunk by Tyler Cook.
On the Hawkeye Radio Network, Iowa cruised to a 98-84 victory. Former big leaguers Luis Valbuena and Jose Castillo were killed in a car accident, according to a spokesperson for their team in Venezuela. Castillo, 37, Valbuena was 33. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature. Marysville opens league play hosting Clay Center live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app. Hanover will host Wetmore Valley Heights at Mission Valley. Washington County entertains Wakefield Frankfort in the Waubunsee Tournament. Lynn at Centralia, Diller O'Dell at Sterling, and Southern tips off at Tri-County. Saturday action, Washington County in the Concordia Tournament. Southern hosts Deschler.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The ranking Democrat of the House Ag Committee predicts the Farm Bill will be considered next week. Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota told reporters this week the bill is nearly finalized and should be filed on Monday, with House consideration Wednesday, then Senate consideration on Thursday. Peterson says the bill would rename the Margin Protection Program and change the way it operates in an effort to better help dairy farmers. He says dairy farmers got the best deal out of the agreement, and they needed it. The bill includes another provision that will refund half of the premiums paid under the MPP program because everybody thought they got ripped off. Peterson also said the agreement in principle would raise the Conservation Reserve Program acreage by 3 million acres, but reform on how it works. He says there are also changes to how the yield is calculated in the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs. Full details of the bill will be made available early next week. Steel and aluminum tariffs against Canada and Mexico remain a roadblock that would limit the impact of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The tariffs could prove to be a huge obstacle for congressional passage of the deal next year, as lawmakers have expressed displeasure with the duties remaining in place despite a new trade agreement. The U.S. is facing industry and agricultural retaliatory tariffs on more than $15 billion worth of goods. Agriculture industry analysts say the tariffs would negate any benefit from the trade agreement. Negotiations to remove the tariffs are ongoing, with some expecting the tariffs to be replaced with quotas. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said any deal to eliminate the U.S. duties should be fair to Canada and Mexico, but maintain the integrity of the president's steel and aluminum programs. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. A House Senate Farm Bill deal will be formally filed on Monday, finally revealing its contents to the public. But the shroud of secrecy surrounding the deal was no accident. House and Senate ag leaders and their staffs have hidden details on a farm bill compromise from the press for days, even as some lawmakers leaked tidbits here and there. That will end Monday when the bill is dropped into the legislative hopper and votes are scheduled for later in the week. But a day's delay in unveiling the deal while it was put into final form, cost scored, and the process slowed by former President George H.W. Bush's funeral, now leaves very little time for lawmakers and the public to digest its contents. Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts hinted earlier at the need for secrecy.
Rather than go into any specific titles of the bill right now, I think would be not helpful.
Top Senate Ag Democrat Debbie Stabenow also rebuffed reporters when they pressed for more details.
We'll have an announcement and something will be very, very soon. And
it will be a joint announcement.
American Farm Bureau Federation's Andrew Walmsley says
the committee is keeping it pretty close to the vest, which we obviously respect. When there's a lot of different folks, a lot of different interests wanting to see how the final text is, not having that all out there and taking arrows for an extra week is a good thing.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he is deciding if he'll vote for the bill that he confirmed this week has been stripped of his long-sought limit to one actively engaged farm manager eligible for farm subsidies. Grassley blamed Roberts for, quote, caving to House demands on that issue. House conservatives could also withhold support for the bill, now shorn of the tougher GOP food stamp work requirements. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention, co-op members. In conjunction with Countryside Motors in Wellington, all co-op members and their families qualify for additional rebates on Chevrolet, Buick, Hustler Turf Equipment, and Polaris vehicles. This exclusive fleet rebate program is only being offered by Countryside Motors in Wellington, Kansas. Offers are not being published to the general public. They are available to co-op members in Kansas or Oklahoma. For full details, contact Countryside Motors in Wellington at 620-326-7433 or online at countrysidemotors.net.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork. To learn more.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The African swine fever is reportedly devastating the Chinese herd. Hopefully, it'll stay there. And what China is doing to try to keep it from spreading. After this,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WH. CHINK.com.
What we do know is China is affected by the African swine fever, and a large percentage of the Chinese herd is affected. What China is doing about it? Well, that's a little hard to tell. Dennis Smith of Archer Financial Services, who keeps his eye on the hog market worldwide, says China should be depopulating the herds that are affected by this swine fever.
Well, we think they are. They should be. I mean, that's how you fight it. That's how you control it. You limit shipping. You limit movement of animals. You obviously, the animals that are sick die, and you have to cull animals within a diameter or a radius to try and prevent the spread of the disease. We have no information as far as how many numbers are being culled.
Is there any information about how the virus is moving from operation to operation over there?
We think it's by transporting the vehicles and biosecurity type of movement and shipment of animals. It's very possibly being transmitted through infected feed, and if that's the case, it's a really big mess and virtually impossible to contain, possibly through the wild boar situation. If it is in the wild hog situation, there's 30 million wild pigs in China, then that means it'll eventually spread into the neighboring countries, and then it's a really major, major problem.
Oh, we don't want it here. What can we do to keep it out?
We are moving to try and secure the borders as far as you can't allow tourists and travelers to bring meat in, because an infected meat could actually contribute to the introduction of the disease in this country. We have to be very vigilant about keeping it out of the North America.
If it pops up here, what then?
Well, there is no vaccine, but I think we can regionalize the situation, and I think we can be quicker and better about it than probably any other country that produces pork. If it's in the southeast, possibly we could still export pork that's produced in the western area. So it'll be very critical to move swiftly, and I think our officials and the producers and the organizations are currently mapping out strategies and plans in case it does happen.
Oh, let's hope it doesn't get here. Back after this.
Join Jesse and Quincy and Edwards for a 10th anniversary celebration as they operate Enon's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville. This Friday, enjoy donuts and coffee throughout the morning. They'll serve a complimentary lunch. For their customers celebrating its 10th anniversary this Friday at Enon's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
7:31 from KNDY, 20 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light. Middle 30s on tap. On the chilly side yet again today. We could see 40 Saturday and a few degrees warmer yet Sunday, back to seasonal highs.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. KU coach Bill Self hopeful that injured center Udoka Azubuike will be back on the floor by the time the second-ranked Jayhawks open Big 12 play against Oklahoma on the 2nd of January. The 7-footer sustained a severe ankle sprain against Wofford on Tuesday night. He was still not putting much weight on the ankle as of yesterday. The Jayhawks will be in action this weekend as they host the New Mexico State Aggies. That game tipping off at 7:30 tomorrow night in Lawrence. Expect about 5 inches of snow if you're headed to Oklahoma City to watch Wichita State and Oklahoma's game, which tips off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Forecasters say as long as you leave early after the game, you shouldn't have too much trouble, as temperatures in OKC expected to remain above freezing. And the Wildcats on the road to Oklahoma also tomorrow, as they'll square off with the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. Tip-off time 3:30. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
Matt Jarvis and the crew at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Year's. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
Sports Illustrated announced its 2018 All-America football teams, with Kansas senior linebacker Joe Dineen Jr. being named to the second-team defense. Dineen earned the honor for the second consecutive season, becoming the first Jayhawk in the history of KU football to do so. An autopsy has found that a heat stroke killed a Garden City Community College football player who collapsed after the first day of practice. It was an athletic trainer that found 19-year-old Braden Bradforth of Neptune, New Jersey, unconscious outside his Garden City Community College dorm room August 1st. He died that night at a hospital. The NFL's highest-scoring offense will face the league's top-ranked defense when the KC Chiefs welcome the Baltimore Ravens to Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. The Chiefs averaging nearly 40 points a game behind their young star quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The first in the AFC West, Chiefs kicking off with the Baltimore Ravens at high noon. The game carried on CBS. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature. Marysville opens league play hosting Clay Center live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app. Hanover will host Wetmore Valley Heights at Mission Valley. Washington County entertains Wakefield Frankfort in the Waubunsee tournament. Lynn at Centralia, Diller O'Dell at Sterling, and Southern tips off at Tri-County. Saturday action, Washington County in the Concordia tournament. Southern hosts Deschler.
It makes sense to fortify your immune system as cold and flu season approaches. We look at some time-tested germ-busting foods today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 7th, the 341st day of the year. Author Willa Cather was born on this day, and on this day in 1941, Japanese warplanes launched a surprise attack on the American naval base at Pearl Harbor. Looking for natural ways to boost your immune system as cold and flu season approaches? Here's two simple suggestions: garlic and apple cider vinegar. They're two of the world's most ancient healing foods, and for good reason. They're supercharged with antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral components. Of course, the ancients didn't know their chemistry. They just knew they worked. Making them a regular part of your diet may help you fend off some nasty bugs or promote quicker healing if you do catch something. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about natural remedies, visit almanac.com.
It's Elsie Grace's annual pajama party this Saturday. Come shop in your pajamas from 7 a.m. to noon and get 25% off store-wide. Santa's elves are delivering new merchandise daily and shipping out gift baskets to all the good girls and boys on your shopping list. Shop a wide variety of gifts and do it all in your pajamas. Only at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort this Saturday.
KNDY.
This is the group Cantus that performed in Marysville this week.
Set the noise.
Voice as big as the sea, with a voice as